Now, Chris Kelly, you were just telling us that you had a run-in with a DJ on Saturday. Not like a radio DJ, but like a club DJ.
Well, I told you that at the gym on Saturday, it was sponsored by Celsius. The reason, yes. Yeah, they had like a special party because it was their birthday. It was like the gym's birthday. So they had games and Celsius was there and everything. And they'd been promoting for a while.
Did you get some free merch?
I got the Celsius, and I tried a couple of games, but failed. It was like a Nerf hoop shot. Mm-hmm. I didn't win a gift card or anything. But leading up to it, they kept saying, we're going to have games, and we're going to have a live DJ during the classes instead of the usual mix over the mm-hmm. speakers, you know. So I just raised my hand and said, if you're looking...
I'm a live DJ.
The live DJ. And you could have heard a pin drop. And my friend Mike said, I don't think everybody just wants to hear like Hall and Oates.
Yeah, and we didn't start the fire.
I was offended. Mm. Then the DJ came in and played. And I gave him big freeze at first. I was like, I'm not going to mm-hmm. get into this. But his music was so good. I was like, oh, my God, I could not.
Last night, a DJ saved my life.
I loved it.
You didn't try to bond with him at first. You're like, I'm a DJ too.
I'm a DJ too.
And he said on Bud, you're like, music.
Yeah. He's like screaming.
Did he have two turntables and a microphone?
Yeah.
Or do you have a laptop?
Two turntables and a laptop. He did. He was doing all that. And the music that was playing, I was just like, dang, this guy's, he knows what he's doing, you know? It was really incredible.
Do you think every one of those gyms across the country hired DJs?
No, because it was this specific gym's
branch.
It was a birthday. It was the whole country was sponsored by Celsius, so they had Celsius reps in there giving out free Celsius. But this one, it was their 9th birthday, and so they did it up with all sorts of games and the DJ. And when it was done, I bowed my head because I knew that I'd been cheating. I'm like, this guy knows his stuff.
When you made the beat go Celsius.
He does that.
I knew I was beaten.
It's unbelievable how he does it. That was the second most awkward interaction I had of the weekend. I don't know. I don't think Chris Tim heard me do this, but at that birthday party separately on Friday night, this was the night before, I saw an old friend I hadn't seen at least 10 years. And the last time I saw her, I saw her with her husband. This mm-hmm. is, you know who I'm talking about.
I think so. The one who moved out west?
Yeah, she moved to Colorado. Okay, so I'm sorry. I'm giving away too much. So she moved out west, and I couldn't believe she was there. She came.
Right, shocker.
And she looked great, and I've always loved her. I think she's fantastic.
Great to reconnect.
Her first husband used to work here. That's how we knew her. So the last time I saw her was about 10 years ago, and she had remarried her second husband. And they seemed to get along great, and he was a nice guy and everything. But that's the last time I saw her. So she comes walking in. It's like, oh, my God. I hugged her and everything. And we chatted for a long time, and it was just like old times. You know, we had so much fun. And I said, well, how's your husband? And she said, he died a few years ago. And I was just like,
happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
That's all you can do in that situation. Are we singing now? I didn't know we were singing.
Yeah, we're singing. We're singing. Let's get
to singing. I had no idea.
Well, how could you?
How could I
know? How could you?
But I don't look on social media. I wonder if it was even there. I had no idea. I said, how's your husband? Oh, you haven't heard. I was like,
yeah, we just buried him.
He died. And it's just like, oh, no. Luckily, she's so great. She let me...
She's
graceful. She let me out of the situation gracefully.
My God. She's Martin Short and you're Kathy Lee
I'm
Gifford.
I'm Kathy Lee Gifford and she's Martin Short. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
On the Today Show years ago, she kept talking. Kathy Lee Gifford kept talking about how...
How is your wife?
How's your lovely wife?
And they knew each other. And the wife had... Mm-hmm. And she was like at the funeral, wasn't
Martin
she?
Martin Short knew that his wife was dead.
Yes.
But he sort of didn't...
That's right.
Answer.
No, he never said it.
He tried
exactly.
to let him down easy.
That's right. She tried to do it, but then it was really bad. So she had to come back and apologize for it.
Okay, guys, before we go on, Martin just told me as he was leaving, he said, Kathy, you probably didn't know, but his beautiful, precious wife, Nancy, did pass away mm-hmm. a year and a half ago of ovarian cancer. And I feel so badly, but he said, Kathy, he said at her funeral, Mike Nichols said, just keep the conversation going. And the way he was speaking of her well, he sounded
said,
like he's...
And he said he had one of the great marriages, and at the end he told you...
And he said,
I still do.
Yeah, I still do.
Right, so
yeah,
right, so right. It's pretty much his fault. That's how I. Mm-hmm. That's what I'll take away.
That was her fault for not walking in and saying, before anybody asks about my husband. That should have been the first thing she said.
Yeah.
Coming through the door, don't anybody ask about my husband.
I know in olden times, when someone's husband would pass away, they would have to wear black for the rest of their lives.
Why didn't she wear black? She should have worn black in there. Then I would have known she may have been. Jeez, that's right. You wear black. That's what I'm going to tell my wife. Once I pass, just wear black for the rest
Nothing
of your life.
Nothing but black.
Then everybody will know. They won't stick their foot in their mouth like I do. How's your husband?
Peep the outfit.
Outfit should have told you.